USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States is not on the list, but Australia and Singapore have joined it. That's the list of nations now grounding Boeing 737 MAX aircraft following Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet that killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. An Army captain from suburban Chicago, Antoine Lewis, among those 8 Americans killed, according to his parents. This man lucky to have his life after he just missed the plane by a matter of minutes.
But because I couldn't make it, I don't know, God still loves me.
Honda is now recalling 1.1 million Honda and Acura models in the U.S. because of defective Takata airbags. These are vehicles that have been previously repaired for airbag issues, but the replacement parts were found to be faulty. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives tells reporters that she does not support impeachment of President Trump.
I just don't believe in it. They wanted me to impeach President Bush for the Iraq War. I didn't believe in it then. I don't believe in it now. It divides the country unless there's some conclusive evidence that takes us to that place.
However, Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't believe House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is serious about taking impeachment of Trump off the table. The first-term New York Democrat making that comment after Pelosi made those remarks to reporters from the Washington Post. The Labor Department reporting the Consumer Price Index, which measures inflation at the consumer level, increased 0.2% last month after a flat reading in January. It was in line with economists' forecasts. The World Wide Web turns 30 years old today, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The New York Attorney General is now looking into details of some of the Trump administration's projects, according to a report in the New York Times, saying that the AG's office there has issued subpoenas for bank records regarding the financing for hotels in Washington, D.C., Florida, and Chicago. Investigators also want to probe a failed bid by Trump to buy the Buffalo Bills. The investigation was reportedly prompted by congressional testimony from Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The 2020 Democratic National Convention will be in Milwaukee. The announcement finally coming yesterday, DNC Chairman Tom Perez saying the nomination for what will likely be the most important election in a lifetime will be selected in just 490 days, and he selected the Wisconsin city over Houston and Miami. Milwaukee is the biggest city in a swing state that was won by Donald Trump in the 2016 election. The convention is set for July 13th through the 16th. And T-Mobile and Sprint are continuing their push for a $26 billion merger. Executives from both companies will speak before the House Judiciary panel today and argue their case. T-Mobile promising to maintain Sprint's low-income assistance plan. Amid concerns from Democrats, a merger would drive prices up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.